Seymour introduced this new idea. So look, and this is what I would like to put out to other people. Even though your sight reading's bad, read through the entire top line. Just the top line. And just try to stumble rhythmically through it, right? Just any way you can. And as you do that, any ideas that come, because as musical people, even amateurs, right? Everybody has a musical intuition or is going to do something. And try to take, as Seymour has this great phrase, it says eavesdrop on your musical intuition. You eavesdrop, mm-hmm. and you if something happens or you do something with a particular color, mark it down. Then do the baseline. Then let's say at the end of 2 weeks, and I'm going to kind of rush through this because of the time, really have something, you have an idea of what the story is, just the way, and because I do believe that, you know, that we need to know the emotion of the piece or the emotions of the piece, you know, mm-hmm. take it a Chacon or something, and start to figure what they mean to us. And that's going to produce a certain reaction. That's going to produce a certain tone, color, or et cetera. You know, vibrato, mm-hmm. All these things that we have at our usage, you know, vibrato, tone, color, articulation, all of these things that are not written so often in music, mm-hmm. that really make your interpretation, celerandi, ritardandi, there's so much that goes into a musical phrase that is analogous, actually, to life. So I mean, if you get, so you start this relationship of really learning, you, and then you might do something like, as our dear friend and, you know, hero David Russell has suggested in an interview that I did with him at the Y series, you know, learn from back. You might start from the back, mm-hmm. or you might do, as Suzuki people often do, you know, you might take the really difficult passages. Although I'm very suspect of, you know, you have to be very attentive when you're practicing. So, and this gets into practicing something mechanically. I mean, mm-hmm. you want to know where that particular run fits emotionally and musically into the phrase. Like, what does it mean to you? And the other thing I want to say about, you know, any kind of analysis you can do, anything. You know, I think people get so intimidated by the word analysis or harmonic, and they go, oh, that's not, I don't know. You know what? I've often told the story of a friend of mine who heard my wife and I play a Bach sonata, a C major sonata. And he's a rock musician. She doesn't know anything about it. He gave this is what he's doing here, is kind of vamping here. Then it was perfect. It was actually exactly what the piece was. So you don't have to have, you know, a degree or have to have taken Shinkarian analysis. It might help. Mm-hmm. And you might find that something you want to do in your life. But you can analyze in your own way. So in this period of sight reading, you're getting an idea of the picture, and then, and you're marking things. You're marking, oh yeah, this is a new, you could even say this is a new section, or this is a section that has 16th notes that it didn't have before. And so you're getting to know it the way you would somebody, you're taking them out to dinner. You know, you're getting to know them, you know, and then it will develop into a deeper relationship where you start actually learning the piece, and you might learn it in sections, etc. And then the relationship will then go to your teacher, and then your teacher works on it with your teacher, and then finally you prepare to perform. And that's where the final relationship really is the public going to receive your performance of it, whichever you do. And is that, you know, and so let's suppose they don't, it's not, does it, or you don't do well. Does that mean you give up? You know, that will come from your heart. That will come from, I love this piece so much. And sometimes it's an ego thing. You know, I have to do this. A lot of, particularly, you know, male students that I teach, you know, they have to play Fast and Furious. I get it. I was the same way. And so they'll push, you know, they'll push that button until it's there, or they'll keep playing it. But it will get better with more time. It will get better. And then you have a relationship publicly, as you've experienced. And there are certain pieces that are Simon pieces that you just feel, you know what, this piece has gone down well. This it means so much to me. And the audience, you know, if you don't feel it, the audience isn't going to feel it. You can only play from your head a few times, if anything. And then everybody's like, you know, it's got to come. And that's why the relationship, that's why, you know, don't play music you don't love. But that having been said, you don't always know if you're going to love a piece. So there's that part of exploring, you know, you don't know with that person that you're taking at the dinner, you know, you may, you know, she, in my case, may be really beautiful, or he, but, and that may start it off, but right. You know, that's, but then finally, just to say, you know, as the great Dino Lupani, I know you've heard me say this, but I love this phrase, he says, pieces don't pick you, you don't pick pieces, they pick you,
yeah.
Which I love that phrase. Anyway, sorry, I went on too long.